This is horseshit. You're horseshit. The show hasn't started yet.
Who?
I think
who the fuck said that?
I think that's our buddy Mike Myers.
Oh, this is horseshit. What an asshole.
It is horseshit. I mean, but yeah, it's horseshit every week, even the recorded parts.
Well, thanks for the reminder then, yeah.
Thanks for keeping us grounded. I was starting to get a big head, or like bigger than normal.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do a show?
Yeah.
Should we do a
Let's
thing?
Let's do it.
I guess I'll edit the music in later.
Okay. Ooh, let me spit my gum out. What a faggot.
You're
what
so unprepared.
Yeah.
Oh, I should close the window too.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want some crazy neighbor going,
damn, look at those earrings up in that apartment. Shit.
Then they come and they steal your earrings. they put a jack under your head, jack you up and take them like rings.
I shouldn't fall asleep outside your apartment. Yeah, I'll wake up, my earrings will be gone. Because they're nice and shiny like rims.
You know? You'll wake up with a jack under your head.
Yeah.
I got jacked.
All right.
Is that what they call it, getting jacked?
Yeah.
I always assumed that...
They jacked my shit.
Professional robbers give you a hand job before they leave.
No. Yeah.
Common professional courtesy. All right. So now we'll start for real.
For reals.
I'm lit up. Close the window. You got no gum in your mouth.
Yep.
We're all good?
Yep.
Okay. So this is the part where it starts. Everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
It's the only show.
Yeah, my name's Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And Ryan, I have been sick all week.
Ever since the last episode?
Well, I woke up Sunday sick.
Oh.
And it wasn't pleasant. I had the fan on all night in my face, and that only made things worse. Like, I basically woke up with snot on my face and in my face.
Oh,
and
no.
I just felt like my whole head was full of snot. And so I called into work today. Mm. I went to work all week sick. And then today I woke up a little bit late for work and I panicked. I thought I was later than I actually was.
You are so adorable.
And I
just picture you waking up going, oh shit. And like, it's so cute how you panic.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I ran into the shower and I'm standing there. I'm standing in the shower with the water on, but like not showering on, just coming out of the faucet, just falling on my feet. And I'm standing there with my head against the tile, debating with myself about calling in since I was late already anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I found out later I wasn't actually late, I was just confused.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm very, very good early in the morning when I'm sleepy and confused and feel like shit at talking myself into calling in. So I did.
Yeah.
Which may not be the greatest thing in the world for me to have done right after my whole asking for a raise deal. Last week, you missed it if you weren't listening live because we lost the first part of the show, but I was talking about my whole asking for a raise thing and they had put me off. They had told me they were going to tell me on Monday. Then they put me off for the rest of the week. They kept forgetting about it.
Yeah, which I had predicted. Yeah.
And then they said I'd find out the following Monday. I had to remind them again. Now you're caught up. Then I had to remind them again this past Monday. And they did finally sort it out. I think I found out yesterday, no, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I did get a raise.
Okay.
I got a 3% raise.
Ooh, what is it?
Basically, altogether, it means about $30 extra every 2 weeks. I get paid every 2 weeks.
Mm.
So it's pretty...
That's shit.
Yeah, it's nothing really, especially compared to what I would have asked for if they had ever actually asked me.
Yeah.
And it's silly because if I went to the trouble to ask for a raise instead of waiting for review time when I would have just gotten one anyway, especially because review time is January, so it's not that far
off.
It's
coming up, yeah.
Then I obviously wanted more than 3%, but I'm bad with those kinds of confrontations and stuff, and didn't know what to say, so I just said, okay, yeah, that's fine. And so now if I was going to debate it in any way, my window of opportunity is kind of gone. Like, I can't go back and go, you know what, actually...
I've been thinking for quite a few days.
Not okay.
Yeah.
I want more monies. And they said that the reason they gave me the 3% was because that way it doesn't make me ineligible for a raise at review time.
Well,
which sounds like a weird bullshit thing to me, because why would it make me ineligible for a raise at review time?
I don't know how that shit works.
And even if it did...
I believe it, though. I mean...
If I got a decent enough raise, I wouldn't care. Like, a few extra months before my next possible...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if I have to skip the review time in January, but I get a, you know, substantial raise that I was asking for. So I think I sort of kind of got fucked a little bit.
Yeah. I knew this was
And when review time comes, they don't ask me then like how I feel. Like, they just hand me a piece of paper that says what I did that was good, what I did that was bad, and they say, here's what you're getting for a raise. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's any debate there either. So I think I just sort of got fucked a little bit.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Well, better than nothing. You tried, and now you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah. I forgot. I have all these things to talk about, and I totally forgot what they were. So this is, thanks a lot, Mike Myers, for telling
me. Is he distracting
you? This is horseshit. No, he just distracted me with this is horseshit before we started.
No.
So you want to hear some new stories, since I can't think of what
God
I was going
damn.
To say?
Okay.
Oh, man. Best live show ever. Neighbor asks permission to dump body in trash can. Tacoma, Washington, a man who asked his neighbors if he could dump a body in their trash can was arrested Wednesday night.
Jesus.
It happened around 4 p.m. at an apartment complex in the 500 block of East 36th Street. Tacoma Police Spokesman Sergeant Mark Fulghum, F-U-L-G-H-U-M, Fulghum?
Fulghum.
Fulghum said it was unclear if the neighbors actually gave the man permission to dump the body in their trash, but he allegedly did it anyway.
Okay.
Police said the body was that of a 16-year-old Tacoma boy who had been shot in the head. No other information was immediately released by the police. So I guess they felt like it was interesting enough and funny enough to release the fact that he asked if he could dump a body, but everything else is too sensitive.
They don't know anything else. Like, why did you release it?
Yeah, why did you release any information?
Yeah.
I can't tell you much about the details, but you won't fucking believe what this guy did.
Yeah.
Can I dump a body in your trash? If I asked you, we're buddies, right?
Yeah.
If I had a body I needed to dump and I asked you if I could dump it in your trash, what would you say?
Fuck no.
No, dude. What?
I'd come inside and I would discuss this with you, and we would find a place for you to bury it.
But not in your trash.
Not in my trash, no.
Uh-huh.
And I'd help you get away with it, yeah.
When you said you thought we'd discuss it, I thought you meant like you were going to have to discuss it with Aldi first.
Yeah, let me talk.
I got to talk this over with Aldi.
Aldi's not cool.
You know, she doesn't, I don't do things without talking to her first, and a body's kind of a big deal.
I mean, picture Aldi's mom like pulling it out of the trash and talking to it in the morning, smoking her cigarette. Mm.
Would it change things if the body was Aldi's mom?
Ooh, probably.
Well, the trash would just be the closest place to dump her then.
Yeah.
You know?
And the trash guys would be like, oh, just another Bosnian.
Just another Bosnian. So I got baby them? Stories.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, now you can relate. Let me see. German mother locks baby in trunk of car while attending pop concert.
Genius.
New Munster, Germany, a German couple who locked their 8-month-old baby in the trunk of their car while attending a pop concert appealed Friday for the child to be returned from foster care. The parents earned notoriety in Germany last month when they drove more than 435 miles, 700 kilometers, from the home in New Munster, northern Germany, to the southern city of Stuttgart to attend a concert. They placed the baby boy in the trunk of the car among discarded diapers, food, and dirty laundry. Passersby heard the sound of a baby screaming and alerted police, but when an announcer at the concert asked the parents to make themselves known, they did not respond. Police eventually smashed their way into the vehicle and saved the child, who was sweating badly and was hospitalized. If you're at a concert,
yeah,
and you locked your baby in the trunk of the car because you're like, well, I don't want anybody to steal my baby, but I can't bring it into the concert. And then you go into the concert, you're having a good time, you're partying, you know, and then all of a sudden somebody comes over the loudspeaker and says, would the couple who locked their baby in the trunk of their car please report to whatever?
Yeah.
If you don't think that's you, what a crazy warped sense you have about the world.
Yeah.
Like that probably wasn't us. I'm sure.
Of all these people.
Everybody locks their baby in the trunk of their car. It had to have been somebody else, just a coincidence.
Yeah, it's spacious. Don't leave it, you know.
The boy's 18-year-old mother defended her actions Friday, saying that she kept the window of the car open and parked in the shade. Now, I don't know what kind of car it was, but normally when you say the trunk of the car,
that's kind of separate.
Keeping
matter.
The windows open, yeah, would make
matter.
No difference. I kept the windows of the car open and parked in the shade. She called for her child to be returned from foster care, saying, I want my baby back.
Of course, yeah.
I love him.
I love him. That's why I locked him in the trunk.
Yeah.
I mean, I locked it. The trunk kind of locks itself anyway, right?
Like,
you can't leave the trunk unlocked, can you?
No.
Ohio mom accused of raping 10-month-old son.
Oh.
Dublin, Ohio.
How is that possible?
A Dublin mother has been accused of raping her 10-month-old son, videotaping the assault, and sending the video to her boyfriend in Michigan. This is another one of those how do you find each other situations. Like, how did you meet a guy? Like, you are a woman who's willing to rape your son, your 10-month-old son, and how did you meet a guy who would be into that?
Yeah. Like, how does that come up?
Yeah. Is there a forum for that? There probably is. God, there are forums for some fucked up shit. There are incest forums and forums for people who want to rubber band their balls till they fall off.
God damn.
The Franklin County grand jury indicted Ashley Jessup, 24, on 4 felony counts, 2 counts of rape, 1 count of endangering children, and 1 count of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. The indictment accused Jessup of performing sexual acts on the child on August 30th. Columbus police arrested her August 31st. It was not clear what led to her arrest. Maybe it was an undercover boyfriend in Michigan who wanted the video. Jessup was ordered held in lieu of $10 million or $1 million bail. PBC said that the child's father traveled from Michigan to attempt to gain custody of the child. The station said the child was staying with a maternal grandmother while authorities sorted out the custody issue. Yeah, so the first thing you said was, how do you do that? Yeah. I don't know. How do you? I've been thinking about that a lot since I read this article. How do you, as a woman, because I am well aware and I will acknowledge that it is possible for a woman to rape a man.
No,
I mean, there are people who would say, how can a woman rape a man? But I'll acknowledge that. But how do you, as a woman, rape a 10-month-old boy?
That's a small dick.
And it's got to be difficult to get it, you know, to get a 10-month-old boy aroused, I would think.
Oh, Jesus.
Even God. Like, even if he had a sizable dick for a 10-month-old boy. And she's a bit of a larger woman. There's a picture of like her mugshot or something. There's a picture of her face.
Yeah.
So that only makes things more difficult, like getting it up
in
there.
I don't get it. Unless on the video, she just got him between her legs and kind of like
she's got his head up in there. Like, what do you like? You just put the whole use the whole baby like a dildo. How do you get?
Oh, like the
only thing I can think of is that when they say rape, they don't mean in the traditional, you know, genital sense. They just mean molested.
Yeah, parts of his body were inside the vagina.
Is that common, like accepted usage? Like if I molested a person, would I be a rapist? That's not usually how I think of the term. Is that
I've always thought about that.
Yeah. What?
Like so and so is a molester, but not a rapist.
Not that finger banging a 5-year-old is you know better than raping them, but I think they're different things.
Yeah.
And I cannot figure out how do you rape a baby as a woman? Like you lay him down on the ground on a nice blanket with teddy bears all over it, and then you straddle him and you just bounce up on down like anything I can think of would probably kill him.
Yeah. I don't know. All I can picture is she's like rubbing the baby against her and maybe putting a leg up there. I don't know. Because they had to have seen the tape.
Yeah.
I wish there was a video so we could, you know.
I'm looking at the chat right now. There isn't a video, obviously. How would we see the video?
They could blur it. They could blur it.
They do that all the time. Release rape videos.
Just blur the genitals so we know.
In this shocking video, you can see this woman raping a baby. Even if they did, I still don't think I'd understand how it, like, let's say it's a video of her holding him up, like, between her legs and, like, bumping him into her vagina.
Yeah.
That's like, they'd have to basically blur the whole baby. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think that would really answer any questions.
Probably not.
I'm looking at the chat right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Fuck Michigan, what a place we live. You don't know that it was fucked, maybe? The fucking Ustream chat censors swear words.
Oh, I see.
So I can't tell what people are saying sometimes. It's not something if it's dead.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Stop swearing in the Ustream chat so I know what you're talking about. You're making...
Grow up!
Grow up. Just be reasonable adults like me and Orion.
Yeah.
I called you cuties earlier. I'm starting to think I should take it back because you can't say the... Oh, rape. Oh, because you can't say the R word.
No, I see.
That's fucked up. That's like... I think all censorship is kind of fucked up, but censoring words like rape... What if you were having I mean, we're not because we're horrible people, but what if you were having like a genuine, serious discussion about rape?
Yeah.
And everybody just gets confused because you can't use the word rape. Surprise sex is what you got to call it. Or
surprise sex.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Well, what's on your mind, Orion? You're just leaving me hanging here.
Oh, man. This past week, the only thing that's been going on is we've been battling the fleas, man.
Fleas
in the house. Yes.
You have fleas?
Yes.
How did you get fleas?
I don't know. I assume the guy I'm renting from, your buddy from work, he had animals and he let them in and out of the place.
So you think there were fleas in the place when you moved in?
Yeah, and it just progressively got worse. Like, it's not so bad upstairs, but in the basement, it's getting out of control. So we had to, I didn't know what to do. Like, my immediate thought is, you buy those foggers, you know, that you leave in the house. You leave for like 4 hours, come back, everything's good, right? No, it did not take care of the problem. So I had to go online and like, it's like looking up, like why your baby's crying. Like every fucker out there has a different solution. And everyone says, like one guy will say, use boric acid. And everybody else is like, don't do that. That causes testicular cancer.
I was still thinking about why your baby's crying.
Oh.
Use boric acid.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's good.
But so I don't know what to do. But I didn't know what to do. So we've just been fucking fighting this. We vacuumed and bombed and we did this crazy fucking thing where you buy a bunch of lemons, you cut them up, you boil them, you let it sit overnight, and you take that juice, put it in a spray bottle, and you spray it around. It like repels them.
So
it's temporary.
So you sprayed your whole house with lemon juice?
No, just like certain areas.
Ah, but maybe you should have sprayed the whole house with lemon juice. You'd be lemony fresh.
It's just crazy.
Just don't ever sit on the furniture naked.
Yeah.
Because if you have any little nicks or cuts, it'll sting.
But it was tricky because, one, you want to kill them all in the house. But we have these cats that we can't put outside. They're in the house. So it's tricky. So we have to lock them in this one room while we take care of the issue, like go all out war on the house. Then after that's done, we go into that room, make sure, you know, very quickly and give them the medication, you know, anti-flea shit, very expensive. And then you leave the room and you check yourself, make sure there's no fleas on you and take care of the rest of the house. And then you go back to them. And if at some point they're good, you go and vacuum the room with the cats in it. You vacuum that up. And after a while, get the cats out and bomb that room. It's a mess, man.
I may have missed it, yeah. But have you like flea bathed the cats?
Not yet, no.
That's probably your problem.
Well, the medicine seems to be working. The flea shit you put on the back of their neck.
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? Frontline Plus or whatever.
Does that kill the fleas or does it just repel the fleas?
It kills them. It gets in their bloodstream and kills them. Within 30 minutes. Yeah. They're not itching anymore. I go in that room, nothing jumps on me. But it's been fucking embarrassing. Like, people have wanted to come over lately, and I feel embarrassed. Like, sorry, can't come over, can't tell you why. Okay. We got fleas. Like,
how long have you known about these fleas?
It's been like a week and a half. Week and a half.
That's it?
Yep.
Hmm.
But it
seems like if they were living in the house, you would have noticed it earlier. Like if they were there from the whole time you've been living there.
We so rarely go in the basement, though. But lately, we go in the basement and like it. I guess once you notice them, like, oh my God, there's fleas. Holy shit. Then you're paying attention. Then you're looking down at your fucking feet and shit. And that's because we were paying attention. It's like, oh my God, this is out of control. But before, we didn't even give a shit. We're going downstairs, doing laundry, whatever, going upstairs. But it's like, I never would have imagined it'd be this fucking hard.
Have you spotted any fleas on the baby yet?
Not yet, no.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's my worry. Like, I'm fucking anxious. Because if they bite, okay, not the end of the world.
Motherfucker. These forced ads on Ustream.
Yeah.
They unmute themselves.
But anyway, yeah. If they bite, whatever. Horrible. But they can get like in the baby's ears and in his nose and shit. Lately we went all out war in one day because you don't want to do one part of the house or one thing one day and another thing the next day because you're just fucking yourself. So we had to do it all in one day. And we came back that night and there was nothing. I went in the basement, like just in my underwear, and I stood there and waited, like, come and get me.
Yeah.
And
no fleas?
Nothing. So, but I know it's not over. I know it.
It might be.
They're hiding.
It could be.
Or there's fucking cocoons, little eggs or something waiting to, I don't know what the fuck, but there's got to be little areas I missed and they'll come back. But I'm hoping it's over. It's been hell, Kyle. God.
Yeah, fleas are no good. Bugs are no good. Parasitic bugs. I had lice when I was a kid.
Ooh, shit.
And it's harder to get rid of than you would think. Like, you think you get that shitty special shampoo and you put in your hair and it's over. Comb, yeah. You know, and you got to wash your bed sheets and your pillowcases and all that stuff. But it's harder to get rid of than you think. Yeah. Like, I don't know where they're hiding, that they're getting back on your head, but it took a few times.
Yeah. They've definitely got a one up on us. Like, they are hard to break.
Yeah.
They have that cycle that we just can't battle.
It's
sometimes.
A good thing cockroaches don't live on us.
Yeah, can you imagine?
They'll survive nuclear fallout and you'd just not be able to get rid of them.
Fuckers.
I remembered one of the things I wanted to mention.
Okay.
It's not a big thing, but remember I emailed Oreos?
Yes.
I said, Oreos, put your shit in a can.
Mm-hmm.
They emailed me back, but I don't think they read what I wrote.
Oh, like an automated response.
I think it's like some sophisticated Kraft Foods AI that responded to my email because they kind of covered what I said, but not really. Here's what they said. They said, hi, Kyle. Thank you for visiting www.kraftfoods.com.
Yeah, fuck off.
I appreciate you taking the time to let us know how much you enjoyed Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies. I wonder if they have to refer to them as Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies. I don't think I've ever heard them referred to as Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies.
Goddamn.
We take great pride in providing high quality products that are convenient, taste good, and add nutritional value.
Don't care.
I also wanted to take a moment to address the idea you shared with us. Kraft's policy is to encourage innovation in terms of new product and packaging ideas from consumers.
Yes.
Our innovation team is always happy to hear and consider such ideas. The innovations team does not, however, consider unsolicited ideas for product line extensions, packaging changes, advertising promotions, and recipes, which sounds to me like they just said two opposite things. Like,
say that again.
It's Kraft's policy to encourage innovation in terms of new product and packaging ideas from consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Our innovation team is always happy to hear and consider such ideas. The innovations team does not, however, consider unsolicited ideas for product line extensions, packaging changes, advertising promotions, and recipes.
Yeah.
So that sounds like two opposite things to me.
Contradicting themselves.
We want you to know that comments shared by our consumers can be very helpful to Kraft. Various Kraft teams do review comments such as yours, which help us identify consumer trends, preferences, and needs. Again, we appreciate you contacting us and applaud both your creativity and loyalty. If you haven't done so already, please add our site to your favorites and visit us again soon. That's who is adding kraftfoods.com to their favorites and visiting them on a regular basis. Yeah. Like, I got to see what's new with fucking Oreos.
Yeah.
And then it says Kim McMiller, Associate Director, Consumer Relations. But the reason I think that this is some kind of weird AI that parses through my email and decides what form letter to send back is because then there's this weird little snippet of the email I sent them at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it cut me in the middle of a sentence. It says, can forgive the packaging because they're delish, but that's all kinds of messed up. What if Oreos came in a cylindrical paperboard can with a resealable top? That's all it says.
Ooh, interesting.
So it's like it caught a couple of key words in there, like packaging and Oreos. And so that's how it decided.
It had a pre-programmed response for each. That sucks, man.
I don't know.
Fuck you, Nabisco. Yeah.
It gives a phone number that I could call, but it says Monday through Friday, and I'm sure it's business hours.
Yeah.
And you probably don't get to talk to a real person anyway.
Yeah.
But that's unfortunate. Oh, Miss Nick is in the chat now.
Yay.
It's awesome. Miss Nick is her name.
No.
She's getting a big head mascot costume. Are they basically saying we don't listen to you people? Cookie Monster.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about, Miss Nick?
What the fuck?
Oh, we don't listen to you people, meaning people who email them.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Cookie Monster, though, I think that was just a... I'm just saying stuff.
Yeah.
You asked who visits. Oh, Cookie Monster visits Oreo's site.
Oh, I see. Well,
I got it.
Got it.
I'm up to speed now. Thanks, Miss Nick.
My brain is fried.
If anybody wants to call in because we're drowning here.
Yes.
Give us a call. Give us a call. We're taking your calls.
I'll tell you what I'm wearing or what I'm not wearing.
616-328-5581 or Skype us at kyle.aldrich.
Verbally spank my ass.
We love to hear from you. Mostly because for some reason this week I can't remember any of the things I wanted to talk about. And of course I didn't write any of them down because why would I?
Why would you?
That would be crazy.
God damn it, Kyle.
It's like, it's not like I run a show or anything.
Yeah.
I would, but
we've,
it's
5:30.
You've
never done this before.
Here. I would call, but everyone in my house is asleep. April.
I fucking hate that excuse.
Everyone in my house is asleep. Like so. They have ears. Don't be ridiculous.
You could call and be like, real quiet like this, you
yeah,
know?
Talk to
it's
us.
It's not
all.
Like someone's gonna go, oh fuck, who the fuck is on the phone at this hour?
Why would they sniff?
Shut
first?
Up!
Who the fuck is on the phone
that's
at this hour?
What you do when you wake up, Kyle?
Do I smell somebody on the phone?
I smell somebody awake.
It smells like somebody just woke my ass up. Hey, bro, what are you doing? You're stinking the house up with that phone call. Oh, Stevie B's question of the week was what? April says her mom is a cokehead. That's why she's sniffing all
okay,
the time.
Okay, yeah.
What's Stevie B's question of the week? Hit me with it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Why do Asian people still confuse L's and R's? That's kind of a silly... I guess it's not a silly question if you don't know anything about Asian people, yeah. But... It's really only the Japanese that do that, as far as I know.
Really?
The Chinese have L's,
mm-hmm.
So they don't really do that. I think they have L's
strange.
And R's. But the Japanese don't have L's and R's. They kind of have a sort of in-between.
Mm-hmm.
It's also sort of like a D sound. It's like a ru, like not a rolled R, like a ru, ru, yeah. Like if you were saying ru.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of in-between. And so when they learn to speak English... When they say R words, sometimes it comes out like an L. Sometimes when they say L words, it comes out like an R. And that's why, because they don't actually have both of those sounds. So
that reminds me, being at the job I work, you know, you get questions. And there was this Asian guy. He's like, excuse me, where's your salt? Or salt. Salt?
Salt?
And he meant salt, right? But I could not get this
salt?
Out of this guy.
Salt.
Where's your salt?
Excuse me.
And I look like an ass.
Where is
because
your
it's,
salt?
It's always a motherfucker with his family, and they're all looking at me, and like it's like I'm on stage, I'm public speaking, and I'm put on the spot, and it's like, guess what I'm saying? And everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, I don't know. And they give you that like, oh, you have failed look, you know?
Oh, you dishonor your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Your family.
And they all like talk amongst themselves when I get it wrong and I can't get it. Like, give me a chance. Hold on. Okay, say it one more time, but slow.
They're probably talk amongst themselves. They're probably trying to like figure out how to explain it.
Yeah, fuck that. I doubt
they're talking about you.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, can you believe this American doesn't understand when I say things funny?
Why did we come here?
Oh, by the way, I saw a guy in about his mid-20s yesterday wearing a t-shirt that said Pop Punk is not dead. He was wearing it. He wasn't wearing it, ironically. I think, is Pop Punk dead? I guess it kind of is, right? Like now everything
I haven't heard any.
Like new metal and Nickelback and fucking...
Yeah.
I keep hearing this commercial on the radio for something... But then they play part of a song that goes, I'm not insane, I'm not insane.
Yeah. That's like the new metal, yeah.
Why are so many new like hard rock songs about not being insane? Like about fighting with somebody about not being insane. Like, no, I'm fucking not insane. Like, who are these people? Yeah. I imagine they're kids who had ADD when they were young. Yeah. They're like, I'm not hyper.
Yeah.
And you need to take these fucking pills. And then like as life goes on, they just keep getting diagnosed with these weird fetal alcohol syndrome disorders and things. And eventually it just weighs too much on them. I'm not cleaning my room because I'm mad at you, Mom. You're insane. I'm not insane. I'm not insane.
They sing about dark and
a lot of
dark stuff. And what else do they bring up? The drugs that they're using. You know, they're not using drugs.
No, they bring up their horrible drug problems.
Yeah.
You know, like how much they love drugs.
Drinking.
Then the next song will be about how tormented they are by the drugs they're taking. And They write songs about suicide,
which
is kind of funny because then they don't commit it.
Yeah.
They write songs about, cut my life into pieces. Yep. This is my last resort.
Fucking deep.
Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding or
something like that.
Yeah. Miss Nick says, thank you for the stickers.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Finally got them.
I thought you got them a while ago.
I think she did, but she's just bringing it up.
Well, yeah, cool. I'm kind of glad, they showed up because I wasn't sure if she moved in the last fucking year.
Miss Nick, where is this picture of you in the Itch Hat shirt? I've been waiting almost as long as you've been waiting for stickers.
Oh, that reminds me. Instead of people paying so much for an Itch Hat shirt.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I could buy one in each size and I could mail them out to people and they could mail them to another fan and mail them to another fan. Just make sure you wash them and all that. And just take a picture of you wearing this shirt.
Oh,
right? Okay.
I understand.
Just pass it around.
So it'll be
a
community shirt that just gets passed around. And then we sort of pretend because we put the pictures up that everyone has shirts.
Yeah.
Look how many awesome fans we have that bought our shirts. But really, it's all just a ruse.
Same shirt.
It's all just the same. Yeah. It just gets shittier and shittier as the pictures come in. Like the text is all cracked and fallen off.
And then it finally comes back. And then I'm like, now that's a cool shirt.
Holes in the armpit. Yeah. It doesn't exist yet, but it will one day. Didn't you say you got your shirt back? I know it was like held for ransom or something. It was with, I think Dan Bambi had it for a while. So seriously, nobody's going to call in. I'm going to be so upset.
We need something to call in about. Let me think. Oh.
Call in and say what horrible things you would do to a 10-month-old boy.
No. Well, if you want, but...
Okay.
It was brought up in the forums and in one of the threads. What the fuck was the title? What would you do with a prostitute, you know, or an escort?
Yeah.
If it was fully paid, you know, as much time as you wanted, I guess. I don't know. And I got the impression it was basically like, what would you do besides fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and I couldn't come up with anything. Like thinking, what would you do? You don't want to get to know them, you know?
Miss Nick, I can understand your accent. Yeah, I think the only thing I could come up with to do with a prostitute is things you just things you wouldn't do with a prostitute. And so they're all kind of the same. I thought it'd be kind of funny. I've always thought it'd be kind of funny to hire a prostitute and have them come over and play like Super Mario World with me or something.
Yeah.
But things like that, you know, like, you want to come over and watch Grey's Anatomy together? Like that?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. But it wouldn't really be funny. It's only funny in concept. In practice, it would just be like this weird whore chewing gum with her arms crossed. Just
super annoying.
Counting down the minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
April says she can understand Miss Nick as well, which is probably true because April is English at heart.
Mm-hmm. She is, yes.
April bleeds.
I can picture April living in England for like 2 years and coming back and
with an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't drop it. She wouldn't want to. Yeah.
No, yeah, and because she'd be proud that she acquired it.
Oh yeah. It'd be kind of cool.
Have them role play that you're the man shit. Have them role play that you're the man beep and have her pay you. Oh, have them role play that you're the man.
Oh, I see.
Fuck and have her pay you. Okay.
Money.
So you'll give her the money.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, okay, now I'm going to be the prostitute and you be the John.
Yep.
And you solicit me, then we'll fuck, and then you pay me, but then I'll give you the money back, I guess, because that's what you got to do. I'm assuming they're not that stupid.
Who knows? I would like whip out a really old choose your own adventure book and have her choose the adventures. Like, where should I go next? Should I go into the house or should I keep walking down the street?
Oh my God.
Keep walking down the street. Okay. Page 49.
You could pretend to be an actor and have her do like scene readings with you.
Oh God.
I just need somebody to practice my lines with, you know? Oh man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. I really think I had like specific things I wanted to address and it's starting to bug me. 9/11 is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
It's a special time of year.
I was going to say, this week's been really slow for me. And I was thinking like, I'm like, what is this? September? What the fuck ever happens in September?
Yeah, wake me up when September ends, huh?
But then it hit me. Ooh.
What the fuck ever happens in September aside from 9/11?
Whoops.
Yeah. Come on.
Kaboom, kaboom.
Now you made me forget. Oh, I was watching a movie about a serial killer this week.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting. He sort of reminded me of my dad in a weird way.
Cool.
I think I think they're about the same age, yeah, and they had similar facial hair. And I guess he used to strangle prostitutes.
Yeah.
Like my dad. And it's really weird watching people talk, like watching interviews with serial killers, like, because sometimes they're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer has a general creepiness to him. If you see an old interview with Jeffrey Dahmer, like it's not like you'd see him and go, that's a serial killer, but there's something weird and creepy about that guy. Yeah. But like this other guy just seemed like some oaf, just some doofus that you'd see like working in a machine shop or something. And I don't know, he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
But then he's got this desire to kill prostitutes, which is just strange.
Yeah.
I try to imagine, like, I imagine it's got to be kind of like smoking in a weird way. Obviously, the gravity of the situation is different, but like you have this weird desire to kill prostitutes and you can't help it. You don't, like, there's a part of you that doesn't want to kill any more prostitutes. You're like, he mentioned a couple times, like after the first three, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore. Like after the first one, he was like, yeah, I hit her body, but then I was like, okay, that's not going to happen again. You know, I just had a bad night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to kill any more prostitutes. But then, you know, you find yourself a couple of weeks later in that mood and you end up driving downtown, picking up a prostitute and strangling her to death. And then you're like, oh my God, it happened again.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? Why can't I stop killing these prostitutes?
I'm picturing like with you trying to fight the habit, and you're like, I'm not going to buy another pack. I'm not going to buy another pack. So what do? You go through all your cigarettes and scoop out the tobacco.
Yeah.
What would he do in that situation?
I don't know.
I'm not going to strangle another prostitute. What am I going to do?
Goes and digs up one of the bodies he hid. And like strangles it for a little while. It's like, it's just not the same, man.
God damn.
I don't know. Like he actually said when he killed the first one, they had already had sex, because that's what he would do. He would get a prostitute. Sometimes he would get prostitutes and not murder them.
Yeah.
But he would go get a prostitute. They'd fuck. And then afterwards, if he was feeling a little murdery, he'd strangle her to death.
Yeah.
I think he'd usually hit her over the head with something, then strangle her, because I guess it takes some of the fight out of him. But after he killed the first one, it briefly occurred to him that, you know, sometimes these serial killer types, they fuck the dead body. And he debated in his head, he ultimately decided that he's not that much of a creep.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Which is so funny, to draw the line there.
He just killed somebody,
like,
yeah.
I kill prostitutes, but I'm not a necrophiliac. Gee, oh, don't be gross.
Yeah.
Come on.
God damn. I think I know who you're talking about, too.
I forget what his name was.
Yeah, it wasn't an interview I saw, but I saw him in court just talking. And I was sitting there like, I didn't believe that he was that kind of guy. And I almost wanted to see footage like to prove it. I'm like, he's such a pussy. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Like a dad.
The guy whose name, the guy who I'm thinking of, I don't remember if it was Adam or what, but his last name was Rifkin, if that helps at all.
I forget the name, but
yeah. But yeah, the idea of serial killers like that, because some of them, I honestly think some of them, like, try to fool themselves into believing that they're just evil.
Because
some of them will get real creepy and stuff. And you can tell they're, like, putting on a show. Like, they like that you think they're evil. And they want you to think they're evil.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that comes out of some weird inner struggle. And then eventually it's just easier to accept that I'm a fucking demon on Earth.
Yeah.
Than it is to be like, I don't know why I want to kill all these prostitutes. Yeah. But I do. And it just keeps happening.
Yeah, shit. After the first three, I could just picture that kind of thing happening. And what happens, if it happens so quick and it's like, man, this isn't like the movies. I'm not feeling anything other than, wow, that was easy.
Yeah.
I could do this again. Shit, man.
What if you thought you were a serial killer, but you never serial killed?
Yeah.
And you just, but you just had these desires to murder your whole life.
All your life.
You really thought like this is going to be great when I murder somebody finally, when I finally get up the balls to pick up a prostitute and strangle her to death. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then you do it and it's just a fucking letdown.
Yeah.
And then you just go back to, you know, life as it was, because it turns out killing people isn't as much fun as you thought it was.
It's like too bleh,
like when know. People get married and they're like, oh, I thought getting married, you know, or have babies.
Yeah.
I thought having a baby would make my life complete, would fill this hole in my soul, but it didn't.
Yeah.
And I think you could go one of two ways at that point. Like, well, I guess I got to have another baby. I guess I got to kill some more prostitutes.
Yep.
Got to step up my game or just give up. Like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
Or convince yourself in your head that it was like super epic. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Joel like, Rifkin, somebody in the chat.
Yeah.
Convince yourself that it was fun.
Not just fun, but like a bigger deal than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Are you capable of doing that? Because I don't think I am.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, I've never killed anybody, but I mean, just in general, I don't think I can convince myself after the fact that something I did was so much better than it was when I did it.
I don't know. With the right tune? Like if you're strangling a...
You put on some music and then you just keep reliving the memory in your head until it gets...
like
The eye of the tiger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the eye of the tiger and I'm strangling whores.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awesome. I'm a serial killer. Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to feel it. I don't know. I don't know, man. Anybody want to call in about serial killers? No. I guess not.
I should
I'm still sick.
One of these live episodes, I'm going to be like, I got to pee, Kyle. Is that cool? During the show, you can fill the air.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I walk away and I actually call in. And then I'll come back.
Well, now you
spoil it.
Yeah, you let the cat out of the bag.
Fuck me. Well, I guarantee if I called in as any voice, everybody would be like, oh, that's just Orion. Dumb. But I could.
I watched this movie called The Chum Scrubber the other day. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
No.
What's that about?
It's fucking weird. It's about this kid and he has no friends except for one other kid. And then that one other kid in the beginning of the movie kills himself. You never really get to see the other kid until you see his dead body hanging in his room.
Mm.
And the kid who's like the main character, he finds him that way at a party, but like he's in his room and he hangs himself. And then the kid who found him just kind of freaks out and leaves and doesn't tell anybody. And then his dad's a psychiatrist and he prescribes him all kinds of pills. But he was already taking all those pills anyway because the kid who killed himself was stealing those pills from a hospital and then selling them at the school.
Jesus.
And then these bad kids who were involved with the dead kid selling drugs at school, they want that kid's drugs that he had before he died. So they go to the other kid who was friends with him. Yeah. I know this is, I keep saying kid and it's just getting confusing.
But
so they go to the kid who was friends with him and they're like, go get his drugs for us. And he's like, no. So then they try to kidnap his little brother to convince him, like to hold him for ransom, kind of, but they just want those drugs. But they kidnap the wrong kid, and it's just fucking weird.
All for something.
And the name, the Chum Scrubber, comes from this, like, I couldn't tell if it was
tie-in?
A video game or a TV show or both, but there's this thing that exists within the universe of this movie called The Chum Scrubber, which is some kind of form of entertainment about a guy in a post-apocalyptic world. There are like zombie-like people around and his head fell off, but he's still alive and he carries his head around and fights zombies.
Okay.
And then at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, you see the dead kid standing atop a hill looking out over suburbia with his head in his hand. And he's giving a speech from the TV show or whatever about how he's the Chum Scrubber.
It's fucked up.
It doesn't really make any sense. It's just weird. It's just a horrible batch of unlikable people. They're all terrible. It's like it's set in suburbia and nobody cares about anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the point, you know, because that's what it's like in suburbia, right? Nobody cares about anything going on with anybody else but themselves. And it's just, it's just that. It's just unlikable people doing bad things and then it's over. And then there's a weird thing with a dude with his head in his hand.
Now, at the end, when he's holding the head, is that like a thought of one of the characters?
Nope.
Or is that actually happening?
I don't think it's either, but I don't know.
Kind of like,
it just happens.
Weird, like a Donnie Darko kind of weird shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? Is this real? No.
What's good killing prostitutes music other than Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, man. Oh.
The breakup song.
What's that song? I'm not really into this band, but... how's that go? It's like drum and bass.
I will eat your soul. I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea? Motherfucker. What is that called?
No, but that sounds like a line from Army of Darkness or something.
No. Mm. Oh, fuck me. What's another good song? Moving on.
Okay.
I can't fucking think of it. Oh, it's called Come to Daddy. You know that song?
I don't think so.
Oh, check it out. Who the fuck is the artist? I know it. Just can't think of it.
Aphex
fucking
Twin?
Brain. Yes. Oh, yeah. That is totally it.
Aphex Twin, Come to Daddy.
Fuck yes.
I'm not an Aphex Twin fan.
I am not either, but...
And their videos usually creep me out. All right. So this part's not music. Yeah, there's a dog. Bad. And a homeless...
Yeah, the whole part's dumb. Yeah.
No, okay. I guess this would be good prostitute killing music, but I have a better idea.
Oh, God. You have that look in your eyes.
Here we go. Now this is prostitute killer music.
Oh, God. Oh.
This is prostitute killer music right here. But you gotta wait till it gets to the chorus. Hey, baby. I'm gonna strangle you. That's the part where you kill the prostitutes. prostitutes. Strangling them in my mom's basement. Anything else? Any other prostitute killing music?
Let me think.
What's that song? I don't know why I think it would be good prostitute killing music, but that song... Oh, fucking ass.
Fuck. Yeah.
That song, it was an 80s song, and there's all these girls in black dresses with bright red lipstick dancing around. What is that goddamn song?
Oh, fuck. Listener April should know this.
Yeah, she might not be able to hear us right now, though, if she got the ad at the same time I did.
Oh, it's been covered.
Oh, what is... I can't even think of who does
over.
It. Has it been covered?
Yes.
We might be maybe thinking of different songs, because I can't think of a cover of it.
I know what you're talking about. They're the creepy-looking women... All black, red lipstick.
Maybe you thought they were creepy. I thought they were hot.
No, of course you didn't.
Hey, April, what is that song where it's an 80s song, I think, and in the music video, there are lots of women in black mini dresses with bright red lipstick. Yeah. I can't think of anything else about it. There's like a dude in a suit, and that's it. That's all I can think of. I can't even think of how it goes right now.
I know. Fuck.
April, help us out.
I know she knows this. I know.
Robert Palmer.
Oh.
Robert Palmer.
Of course.
God damn it. I thought I typed that into YouTube, but I typed it into Google. Addicted to Love. Yeah.
Yes.
Or no, maybe it was Simply Irresistible.
One day I'll...
Simply Irresistible, I think.
Bummer.
One day I'll be a professional...
Fucking ads, man. Ads everywhere. YouTube... With their fucking ads are really starting to drive me crazy. Yeah, like, I don't mind that they have the little ads that pop up at the bottom. They're annoying, but you can click the little X and they go away. Yep. I don't mind the banner ads around and stuff, but the fact that almost every video starts with an ad is fucking obnoxious. Okay, I think this is the one I was thinking of. Although... Maybe all of his videos were like this, though.
Maybe. I don't know. She compromised
my principles. Yeah, she compromised my principles. And then I strangled her. That guy, Joel Rifkin, lived in his mom's house with his sister. His mom and his sister lived there.
Yeah.
And at one point, he killed a prostitute. And but, like, for whatever reason, he left her wrapped in a tarp in the back of his mom's car. And then, like, his mom, he came home briefly and his mom took the car and went grocery shopping or something.
Oh, my God.
But she didn't notice because she didn't look in the back.
Jesus Christ.
So you lucked out on that one.
Fuck yeah. Everybody puts their groceries in the bag in the fucking trunk.
Yeah. I guess he, like, hacked up girls in the garage. Like, there was a wheelbarrow with a like a pint of blood in the bottom of it.
Wow.
I don't know what his mom was doing that she didn't notice any of this. At one point, his mom was out of town. His mom and his sister were out of town, and he killed a prostitute, dragged her to the basement, and then went back upstairs and took a nap.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm not killing prostitutes anyway, so it's not an issue. But if that was my situation, even if I was positive mom was going to be gone all weekend, there's no way I'm leaving a dead body in the basement while I go take a nap. It's just not going to happen.
God damn.
That kind of weird detachment.
How can you sleep knowing you could get caught? Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, he's like, all that prostitute killing made me tired.
Yeah.
Tuckered me right out. April says they were. I assume she means all of Robert Palmer's videos were like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm still not sure if that's the one I was thinking of or not, because it could have been that one.
Probably not.
It could have been Addicted to Love. And this will play another ad. Oh, nope. Yeah, they are all like that.
Really?
Yeah, this one has the ladies, the pale ladies in the black outfits. Oh, and this is the one where they have the guitars.
Aha.
Yeah, this I think was the one I was thinking of.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, I would bang all of these creepy pale chicks.
Not me, man.
Did you see this video as a kid and like get scared and hide under the covers?
No.
Yeah, their weird blank expressions and stuff don't creep me out. I just want to bang them. Does that make me a serial killer?
Just makes you a little weird.
I don't want to kill him, if that counts for anything.
Well, you want to bone him. I mean, it's just weird.
For the second time, the sound's just cut out, and I'm not liking the ad before the show comes back on. That was Miss Nick. Unfortunately, the only thing I could do about that is pay money to have no ads, and I don't have...
Isn't it stupid?
...the money for that right now.
Like $10 a month, something dumb.
Miss Nick got another ad? Miss Nick is getting all the ads.
So they're... They're getting ads and we're not hearing them?
I guess. I don't know.
This?
Maybe we're all just getting ads at different times, you know, like
maybe.
It's on a timer based on when you
check
into the video or whatever.
That sucks.
Oh, goodness. Do you want to take a little break and regroup?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, we're going to take a little break and figure out.
Grab some drinks and mix them with alcohol.
I'm not going to do that, but you guys can. So here goes a break. Time's a break. Hey guys, Kyle here, recording well after the episode you're listening to was over. We did end up coming back from the break and doing more of an episode, but it was bad. People died, people cried, babies were touched inappropriately, children lost their innocence. It was just bad news bears all around. After much deliberation, Orion and I decided to hack the last part of the episode off and just let it go. Because I think what happens, I think we might be done with the live shows for a little while, because I think what happens is that for some reason, and I don't know why because I know better, but I get encouraged to feel like I don't need to prepare as much for a show. I don't need to bring as much, and then if things start to go poorly because I didn't prepare as much, I get in this weird, stupid loop where I just can't stop saying how bad the episode is. And that's basically what the end of this episode was just me going, this is terrible. Why is this so bad? Why can't I think of anything to talk about? So we decided to just lose that part. So this is the end. As usual, you know the things. Email, kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, voicemail, 616-328-5581, forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/jchat, twitter.com/jchat, and, you know, I guess we'll check you next week. Bye.